for the proof without putting everything there. So we were in the middle of showing a criteria of optimality of a stopping time. And this sounded like a stopping time is optimal if U tilde and Z tilde are equal at this time, and U tilde is turned into a martingale. And U tilde in general is a super martingale. So we are in the middle of proving that being optimal implies these two properties here. And we had already shown this equality line, which told us that in fact the Z tilde at time rho and the U tilde at time rho have the same expectation. And we, since we know in general that the U tilde is dominating the Z, so especially we have now, I'm just writing it like that, especially for the stopping time, this holds. So we have the same relation, so expectation is equal, random variables are kind of following this inequality, and by the same argument as above, it follows now, which we had in before the break, that u rho tilde is equal to z rho tilde, and that was one thing we needed to show, right? So we get the red star or the pink star. Okay, so we still need to show that with this optimal stopping time, we can turn any super martingale U tilde into a martingale. So, first of all, since U tilde anyway is a super martingale, you will prove until next Wednesday that the stopped process is also a super martingale. That was the fact. 3, 5, 7, I think. Okay, and this implies that UK minimum sigma tilde is greater or equal to the expectation of U sigma tilde FK. This was also the defect 3, 5, 7, so and U zero minimum sigma, which is U zero, is equal to the expectation Q U. Yeah. That was rho. This is dangerous, of U rho F zero tilde. Okay, what else do we know? So this is coming from the fact as well. So for any random variable which is integrable, if you take the conditional expectation with respect to this fk, you get a martingale. I think this is what we have done in some exercise. So now I'm taking a random variable, a special one, which is namely U rho tilde, and I take FK, the conditional expectation. So it is, so you just you don't think about anything special. This U rho tilde is just a random variable. And if you make this building, Then you get a martingale. Then what do we get? So we want to have that UK minimum rho tilde is equal to expectation of Q. Okay, so this is a martingale. If I let the K run, and the martingale is less or equal to this, and we have this equality. So this is exactly what we need. The fact is gone. Yes. So this is following from the fact we did compare a martingale and the super martingale, and if the martingale has special specifications, then actually the super martingale is that martingale. So that was the fact I'm not able to show, but this equality exactly now is this fact number three then. So that's thanks to this funny writing program, which just permits a couple of pages, and then it gets so slow that it doesn't matter to use it anymore. So that's why I have to use a new page or a new file each time. Okay, sorry for that. So we get this equality. And since we know that this is a martingale, we get that the stopped object is a martingale. So this is a martingale because we, if the K is running, so that means the left-hand side needs to be a martingale as well. But that is what we needed. We get two star now. And that's what we wanted to show. So that's the end of how to recognize optimal stopping time. Okay, so we know that we can find one, which was the first time where U and Z meet. And we know that how to recognize one, namely it turns the U tilde into a martingale, and it is equal with the Z at that time. And the question is now how to find all the optimal stopping times. Is there a procedure? And it turns out there is somehow. Where are we now? Yes. So we find the smallest and the largest one. And then it turns out everyone in between is also an optimal stopping time. So that is kind of the last. Can I promise that? Yes, that's the last proposition of this discrete part. So the first, the infimum, the tor, which we defined, is so to say the first time where you could exercise your option, and it would be not, good for you. And the maximal time which we get now is so to say the last chance where you still have a good result. So if you wait too long, might be not so good then. Okay. Assume that UK tilde can be written. I mean, it can be written. So, what did we learn about super martingales? You can write them up as a martingale minus an increasing process. And this is what we do now. This is dupe decomposition, the increasing process. I think it was called AK. So this is the dupe decomposition. Long time ago that we proved this. Then the largest optimal stopping time of ZK is tor max, the maximal time, and that is defined either to be capital T in the case where this increasing process is actually not increasing, in the sense that AT of omega is equal to zero. So we remind ourselves, maybe a picture helps, that actually this process A is increasing. So it starts in zero. That was the definition. Or maybe I should take another color. And then it might be still zero. It depends on omega. And at some point it's increasing. Okay. So this is AK of omega. For another omega, you write another series of points. So this is 0, 1, 2, and that might be capital T. So you just imagine such a process. And we take the smallest K in 0 T, such that AK plus 1 of omega is not equal to 0. If AT of omega. Okay, maybe I should not go here until capital T, but until capital T minus 1. So if AT is not equal to 0, like in this case, then we take the smallest k such that k plus 1 is not equal to 0. So that would be at 3. So our tor max here in this picture would be 2, right? Okay. And the claim is if I do like that, then I get an optimal stopping time. How can we see that? The first claim is this guy is a stopping time. So maybe we should check. So tor max is equal to k. What happens? Then it means until k, the process A was always 0. So we can describe it by writing that A 0 is equal to 0. And A1 is equal to 0, and so on, until AK. And AK plus 1 is not equal to 0. But now we know that this by Dupe's decomposition, we know that this AK is predictable. So each AK is FK minus 1 measurable. So then everything is okay, right? So this is FK measurable. And the rest is especially FK measurable. So this is in FK. Then it's okay. So we know that AK is predictable. That we know from Dupe's decomposition. Now we need to show that this stopping time is actually an optimal stopping time. So we could use the criteria. So we need to show that the stopped object is a martingale, and we have this equality. So if I stop U K minimum tau max, so we first consider a U tilde. So yeah, we need to consider U tilde, right? So we should need that, we should show that this is a martingale. Okay, sorry. So why is it a martingale? Because I'm using this representation. That was m k minimum tau max minus a k minimum tau max. And by definition, if I stop at tau max, then this guy is still zero, because it is after that time, the next time it will be non-zero. So that means, by the definition of tau max, this guy is zero. So we get a stopped martingale, and a stopped martingale is still a martingale. Of course, stopped with a stopping time. Okay, why is tau max optimal? So since we already know that the tau max turns U tilde into a martingale, the remaining property is that U tau max tilde should be Z tilde tau max. Okay, let's write the U tilde tau max in detail. That is, as we talked today already, is tau max is equal to K. On this set, I can write U K tilde, and I'm running, let's run K from 0 to T minus 1. That is not enough. I have to add what happens with the last one. For technical reasons, I'm writing it like that. So this representation is just writing what Tor Max means. And now we have learned what actually UK tilde is, namely this UK tilde was defined as the maximum in this downward induction of ZK tilde and expectation of conditional expectation of UK plus one, everything with tilde, FK. So this we defined as we said, okay, what should be the price of such an American option that one has to, as a bank manager, one has to have these two possibilities to, because the one who is exercising the option has always these two choices, exercise immediately or wait. And this maximum was how to deal with that. So this was the definition. So this is equal. Like that. Out of space, continuing below. Okay, so we do have if k is equal to t, we have by definition of this u tilde and so on, I mean, this was the price, we have u t tilde is z t tilde. Okay, and now we use so we have this equality already, right? So here the last one, we can change. We can change u tilde in z tilde. So we want to show that this equality holds. So we want to replace the u with the z, right? So for the last time, it's okay because this is the definition of u. And now we have to check all other times. What happens if K is not capital T? But K is Tor Max. So on that set. If K is Tor Max, then AK plus 1 is not. So then on, that's okay. AK plus 1 I have problems with the English. If K is such a number, then on this set AK plus 1 is not equal to 0, and hence what can we conclude? UK tilde is greater than the conditional expectation of UK plus 1 tilde FK, because AK plus 1 is not equal to 0. So this one, to come from here to there, I have taken something away, right? So this is true then on Tor Max. So yeah, let me write this a bit in detail. Maybe this is hard to follow so easily. So we have said that this can be written as mk minus ak plus mk plus 1, sorry, minus ak plus 1. And if I take now the conditional expectation, then this turns the mk plus 1 into mk because this is a martingale, and I have still the minus conditional expectation of ak plus 1 given fk. And that is because this is positive, it's non-zero, I mean it's increasing, so it's positive. So this is a positive value, this conditional expectation. So that's why this is less than mk minus ak, because what can we say about ak? This is zero. Okay? So that's the reason. So that's why we get which, and altogether this is uk. So, and this is strictly less than, because this is strictly positive, and so I get conditional expectation is also positive, not zero. Okay, so we get this inequality. So that was the reason. Okay. For this inequality. Okay, so we know that this one is this one is strictly less than that. On the other hand, this is, we have this equality. What does it mean? That the maximum of these two, which is uk tilde, is zk tilde, right? So I repeat myself. We know, we have shown that this is strictly less on that set. This is strictly less than uk tilde. But uk tilde is by definition the maximum of these two. That means on this set, uk tilde and zk tilde are equal. Okay, but then now we are done because we can on z on tau max is k, we can replace the u k tilde with the z k tilde, so everywhere here, yeah, and also here we can replace the u with the z, and then we have the same representation just with z. So we have that u tau max tilde is equal to z tau max tilde, which we needed to show. So how did we get it? We replace in the representation above each uk tilde with zk tilde. Okay. Yeah. So we have shown Tomax is an optimal stopping time. And I said, this is the last chance to exercise your option. If you do it later, you don't get your maximum profit. How can we see that? So this is the largest one. Why is this the largest one? So emphasis on largest. So let's think we have another optimal stopping time. That's rho. So what do we get? First of all, we have that an optimal stopping time. So we still have this Doob decomposition. So we apply this Doob de decomposition. So we get m rho minus expectation a rho. And because M is a martingale, we can also write expectation with M zero minus this one. And M zero is like U zero. And we get this. Now we know already that U zero is U zero was the value which is the price. So we can write that U zero should be the expectation of Z rho tilde. So that was by proposition 3, 5, 6, which we did today, I think, in the first hour. So if you have an optimal stopping time, then it makes sure that we get the price. And on the other hand, we have this equation. So we have U0 is equal to this expectation. And now I'm using the right-hand side here, and I'm getting this is U0 minus the expectation of a rho, but this can only be true if the expectation of this guy is equal to zero. And since this is non-negative, it implies that the a rho must be zero. So a is greater or equal to zero for all k, or a rho, we can say. And that means that because the tau max, so we have an increasing process, and the tau max was the last time where it is zero, and afterwards it's non-zero, right? So tau max was the time where it's still zero, but in the next time point it is positive. So that means if we have that a rho is zero, that rho must be either tau max or smaller. So since tau max was the last time point before AK is positive, roughly speaking, we get that rho, not rho, sigma, but rho is less or equal to tau max. So that means that tau max is the largest optimal stopping time, and that's what we wanted to prove. And it's almost time is over, so I'm quite slow today. So we finish with the last corollary, which I'm not really there's nothing to prove about. If rho is optimal and it's a stopping time and so on, that's clear, then tau is less or equal to rho, and rho is less or equal to tau max. So actually this corollary also has a number. It's 3, 5, 9. The end. Okay. And tau was defined in proposition 3, 5, 3. So that was the first time where u and z are equal, right? Okay, so the right hand side you just proved, and the left hand side you use this proposition, and then you can see that the tau is always less or equal to the rho. So I'm not proving anything here. Anyway, time is running out. So it means that if you stop in between, then you always then it's always optimal what you're doing as an option holder. Okay, in this whole part we did assume that we have a complete market, so we have a one just one equivalent martingale measure. The question is, and that is the general case, markets in general are not complete for different reasons which I cannot explain in a moment, but so one reason is if you cannot trade every share, or if the trading of the shares come somehow bounded by certain conditions. You cannot buy as much as you want or sell as much as you want. So in these cases, the market is not complete. And the question is, now you have more than one martingale measure, what to do? And this is just a kind of a remark. You can, like we did in for European options, you can also do super hatching. Of American options. So if the market is not complete, so assume the buyer uses an optimal exercise time rho. And then we set the tau max is z, and we consider a super hatching portfolio for tau max. So we try to find the strategies such that VT phi is greater or equal to tau max. And what do we get? U tilde tau max minimum k, which is the conditional expectation with z tau max given fk, because it turns this into a martingale. And this is less or equal to, because of this inequality, VT tilde phi FK, which is VK tilde phi, because we also have martingale on the right-hand side. So let's see, if the buyer exercises at rho, his payoff will be z rho. We have z rho is less or equal to u rho, because u is the dominating super martingale, at least if we divide it by tilde, if we make tilde draw, and rho is less or equal to tau max. That was our assumption. So we get from VK tilde phi, which was this inequality, is greater or equal to u tau max minimum k, that always our portfolio is greater or equal to this value, so is larger than any payoff. So always the value of the portfolio will be larger than the payoff. Larger or equal to. Okay, let's do math. Okay, so then it's always okay, because you can exercise any time, so then the value of the portfolio is large enough to pay, so the bank doesn't get bankrupt. So this is essential. So this is just a comment. So we don't do any math here. Yeah, that's the end of all the discrete time stuff. And so it's time to stop. So Tomorrow we will start with Pranya motion and Ito integral and so on. And those who had the stochastic analysis, they even can skip tomorrow because I'm just trying to repeat what is an Ito integral with respect to the Pranya motion. Just in case you have forgotten, of course, you're still welcome to come, but it is not. If you still know what an Ito integral is, you don't need to come. I'm trying to explain it in easy words what actually this is. Okay, thanks for listening and see you perhaps tomorrow.